Illinois Gov. Pritzker to Trump, Chicago does not want troops on our streets. By Olivia Rondo on September 2, 2025. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., have continued to push back on President Donald Trump's planned deployment of federal agents after dozens of people were shot in the city over Labor Day weekend. Trump took to social media Tuesday morning to vow to solve Chicago's violent crime problem just like I did in D.C. after 54 people were shot, with 8 fatalities. Pritzker needs help badly, he just doesn't know it yet, Trump wrote. I will solve the crime problem fast, just like I did in D.C. Chicago will be safe again, and soon. Make America great again. The president signaled that Chicago could be next on the list of crime-ridden cities due for federal law enforcement help during an August 22 Oval Office press event. Pritzker initially responded with a thread on X, accusing Trump of authoritarian overreach, and warning that Illinois would not stand idly by if the National Guard were deployed to Chicago. Johnson appeared on MSNBC to blast Trump's plans shortly thereafter, claiming the administration is focusing on Chicago for immigration enforcement and crime because there's clearly a disdain for working people. On Saturday, Johnson signed an executive order barring Chicago police from cooperating with federal authorities on immigration enforcement and prohibiting officers from assisting in patrols, checkpoints, or traffic stops tied to federal operations, claiming the measure was needed to protect constitutional rights amidst the possibility of imminent militarized immigration or National Guard deployment. Instead of backing down, the Trump administration has advanced plans to use Chicago's Great Lakes Naval Station to support upcoming immigration enforcement sweeps, Breitbart News reported. Speaking Tuesday at a joint news conference with Johnson, Pritzker further denounced the deployment of National Guard troops. Chicago does not want troops on our streets, the governor said. I refuse to play a reality game show with Donald Trump again. Federal officers are scheduled to remain at Great Lakes Naval Station through the end of September, News Nation reported on internal emails obtained by news outlets. A spokesperson said the base will provide limited support in the form of facilities, infrastructure, and other logistical needs. It's not about fighting crime, but about testing power to produce political drama to cover up corruption, Pritzker continued. National Guard troops, any kind of troops, on the streets of an American city don't belong unless there's an insurrection. Unless there is an emergency, there is not, he added. Johnson added that the city doesn't want or need military occupation. When asked about Chicago on Tuesday, Trump said, "We're going in without further elaborating on the timeline," News Nation reported. I have an obligation, and this isn't a political thing, he added. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.